Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And this is Eric Austin from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and we're still here with Michael Muro of Michael Muro Garden Design. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm still here. Yes. I'm ready for those questions.
Yes. Bring them on, people, if you got them. Especially if you don't know how to pronounce a particular plant, feel free. But really, the question should be, how does somebody engage a landscape professional? And what should they be preparing as they reach out to someone like yourself for help on their property?
Well, in terms of contact, a lot of people now are going and looking at websites, and mine's very visual, so people can get a sense of how I put things together, even though every job's different. But a lot of times something just resonates with somebody. So that's one way. Another way is I get a lot of referrals, and I have a lot of repeat clients. So that's just like in your business. Mm-hmm. A big part of it. And then if you are ready to start, or if you're thinking about getting ready to actually start the process of design, typically the first thing you would do anytime that's convenient, and a lot of people don't want to do it right before Christmas, get in contact with a designer that you like, or a couple if you want to talk to a different couple of people, and then get a consultation as soon as possible.
So they can be doing that during this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because then you're going to be able to walk the site and get a feel for what you need to plan.
And it's a little quieter for us right now. So call now. You don't have to wait 2-3 weeks to get an appointment, because we're very busy too.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, I get that, because like people think my industry is really quiet right now. And we're out of our minds with stuff, you know, because, I mean, it's a positive, obviously, but this has always been a busy time of year. For me, I know other industries quiet down, but this really, like, if you're going to get the best bang for your buck, this is really when
people
you should
busy
be.
Busy this time of year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Lots of buying and selling going on.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
Tons
and
of
anything
that.
That has to do with homes, especially in the kind of economy we're having, I always have work in the winter. In fact, I have a job going in right now. But it's a good time to get started.
Yeah. Well, you know, you made a great comment during the break about if you're planning on trying to get installs coming in, because you're not going to be doing much install right now. You might be doing a lot of the planning. It all depends.
A little bit.
It just depends.
But mostly planning.
Depends on what you're trying to create, right? And to really be behind what it is that you're trying to create, you know, where are people going to get the money from? And your point was, you know, hey, if you're going to be getting a line of credit, that takes a while, by the way, people.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. Like, Eric, how long does it typically take right now to get a refi done, to get a line of credit?
You know, roughly about 45 days. You know,
okay,
figure
see?
30 to 45 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, if someone were to start right now working on that process, they're not even going to see those funds till early February. So now would be a great time to engage someone like Michael.
You can do your design work now while you're waiting.
That's right.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. So does somebody have to do a deposit up front when they start setting that up? Or
before
how do they do that?
Construction.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But what about during design phase? Is there like a design fee, like an architect?
There's a design fee, and it's based on really the overall spectrum of the project, because we can pretty much tell what's involved depending on the scope of the work.
That comes with experience, I'm sure.
Yes. So there's always a deposit on that, and then a balance when it's done.
Okay. So does somebody pay you by the hour during the design phase, or is it a percentage portion of a bid typically?
You know, it tends to work. It's not really I don't work in a fixed way.
Okay, so you have the favorite answer I have, which is it depends.
It depends.
Okay.
But what it
And we're not talking those things that, you know, granny wears. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Not that.
Gotcha.
But, you know, is it a small project? Are we doing consulting? Or is this a bigger project where we don't know the scope of the work? So there's always a reason why. It's not, you know, it's not a random.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, too, because how... At what point should someone bring in a professional designer? I mean, how small can the job be?
Oh, as small as you want.
I mean, what are some examples like of some projects that you've taken on where...
The smallest ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your littlest one and what's your biggest one?
And by the way, I really enjoy some of those.
Yeah.
Because every inch matters.
Right.
And typically your budget goes farther, too. But
so do you have the same feeling of the Seahawks of every blade of grass?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
although a lot of people don't want grass now because they don't want
to
water it.
You know what? That's the truth. In fact, I need to get it over to my house. Topic. I really want to rip all the grass out of my yard. I cannot stand it. Yeah. I hate having to pay somebody to come and mow the lawn I hate.
Well, you know, I got news for you.
What?
Your dog would hate you.
No, he wouldn't.
No?
No.
Well, you use the neighbor's lawn.
What?
Ah, okay.
No, I pick up after my dog.
All right.
I totally pick up after my dog. No, you can have a totally dog-friendly yard and landscape that is not grass.
I designed a garden where the primary focus was dogs.
Fire hydrant? Mm-hmm.
No, well, we
have a
really
section for
big
that.
Boulders.
Oh, there you
not
go.
Fire nice. Hydrants.
Yeah.
But you asked about small jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Town, you know, we have a lot of these little in-city townhouses where people have a little...
Heck, even the houses have tiny little lots now.
Yeah, now a lot of them do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot people want to make that livable space an outdoor room that they can really enjoy that's lush and beautiful because that's all they've got.
Right.
Right.
So
that's the most valuable thing you can do to those townhomes too, by the way.
Adds a lot of value.
Tons of value.
There's no way... that you're not going to get your money back on that.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you.
What else, what other investment can you make that gets better over time?
Mm-hmm.
It grows and it looks more lovely. And I always tell
yours literally
people,
does.
Buy, you know, plant, if you're buying a new house, put your garden in when you move in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until you're getting ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you can enjoy it.
Yep.
The whole time while you're living there.
Right.
And then it looks mature when you're selling.
Right.
Or if you're going to stay there forever.
And I know we're talking mostly about plantings, but you're also incorporating hardscapes things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And gazebos, that sort of thing.
So, well, that's when you really get into, you know, a comprehensive overall design where really, I mean, the plants are, we love them and they're important, but they're kind of the icing on the cake.
Sure.
In terms of if you're starting out from scratch, because you're going to look at space planning and you're going to have a list of features. So then it's about organizing the spaces, deciding what goes where. Do we want a fire pit? Is it fixed? Is it portable? Is there a gazebo?
Sure.
Some kind of a structure, patio. All those things, and then really the way I approach it, I mean, we can have favorites and things we like and want to use. There's room for that, but then the plants are assigned to the spaces based on the criteria of what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So if we need a shrub that screens something that's 5 feet tall, then I go pick the plant. Based on its characteristics and what its job.
I see. So you're going to walk. You're kind of visually walk through this space and say, "All right, I need privacy here. I want to open up the view there. I want to be able to see through to check out a feature."
I can tell you, screening right now is something we need on one of my listings because we have a neighbor with someone mentioned during our chit chat time off air containers. No, seriously, the living room looks straight on to this family who's building a huge house on the street next door.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big old shipping container that sits right in the front view of this newly remodeled home. And we're like, that looks terrible. It's got blue tarps all over it.
Is it part of the house?
It's the neighbor's house, and it's where they're storing all their junk while their house is being built. But my clients have... have to deal with trying to sell a house while people are looking at that. And it's actually come up a couple of times in showings that we've had where people are like, oh, I don't really like the street because of this stuff going on. Right. And I just actually reached out to my clients this week and said, is there any way you can reach out to that neighbor? Because she came to one of our open houses and we're like, any way that you could find a way to screen that, like, I don't know, pots with a bunch of bamboo that could be, you know, 8 feet tall, softening that look, because where they're building their nice big house is totally screened off by a bunch of evergreens, but the big freaking yellow container is like big banana hanging out right in the middle of the front window.
Right. Yeah. And those blue tarps are just the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
They just stand out. They jump out at you. Oh, yeah. In your face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just... Eric, you're looking at me just laughing.
Nobody wants to look out at a big banana. And,
they don't. It's wrapped in blue plastic.
Sounds like the colors of Sweden here you got next door.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. I know we've talked about whether or not they should get blinds that are the top down so we can pull it up and screen it that way from inside the house. But
you can also,
but when you drive up, that's what you see too. And that's part of the curb appeal, which is the detractor. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I need a tractor to haul the dang thing out.
Well, and you can invest in a few or a couple large mature trees.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those at Big Trees out.
Well, we don't have enough room for that. The thing about bamboo is it can be
tight.
Narrow.
Yeah.
Because this is a one-lane road. So we have to deal with a bunch of different factors. Yeah. And I will tell you, I don't always recommend bamboo because it grows so fast. But in pots, I had a three-story view house in Finney Ridge for many years. And one of my neighbors, the rudest thing they ever did was plant bamboo right in front of my view. Which I thought, and they were like, they got mad because my landscaper accidentally started to cut some of it. And I just had him cutting my shrubs, which were necessary to keep, you know, the hillside secure. And I caught him and was like, hey, don't do that. And then they read me the riot act and they were like, that's so rude. I'm like, you know what was rude? Putting 40 foot bamboo in front of my view. That was rude.
And there's different kinds of bamboo too. Some you have to watch out for.
Yeah.
I don't recommend people plant them in the ground anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so
well,
aggressive.
Unless they're clumping. If they're clumping
like the
fergazi,
like
you have some.
They're fine.
Eric has some.
And there's some that are more clumping, but some that just go bananas.
I don't want to talk about my clumping bamboo, but we're going to talk more with Michael Murrow when we come back. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reva.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.